Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We started a new chapter, Babu Birri al-Walidain wa Silat al-Arham, the chapter on kindness to parents and maintaining family ties, ties of kinship. So we did a few ayat of the Quran, so continuing with this. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. Allah Ta'ala says, fear Allah in whose name you ask one another, and be mindful of your relatives. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. Fear Allah Ta'ala in whose name you ask of one another, and be mindful of your relatives. Next ayat, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمْرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَيُّ صَلَىٰ. Allah Ta'ala says, those who join which Allah Ta'ala has commanded that it be joined. وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ يَصِلُونَ وَصَلَىٰ يَصِلُ to join something, to take something and put it together, to mend two things, this is all known as joining. Two pieces of cloth, sew it together, is joining it. Take two pieces of tile, join it together, that is also known as وَصَلَىٰ يَصِلُ to join something. Two pieces of brick, take it and join it, that is known as joining. So here, Allah Ta'ala has commanded, مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ. What Allah Ta'ala has commanded these people, what Allah Ta'ala has commanded to join, these people join it. In other words, Allah Ta'ala has commanded, which means it's a command of Allah Ta'ala, it's something that is very important. Allah Ta'ala has commanded to join family ties. Allah Ta'ala is praising these people. وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ. That they join what Allah Ta'ala has commanded them to join, and that is family ties. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَوَصَيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا. Allah Ta'ala says, we commanded man to be good to his parents. A beautiful ayat in Surah An-Kabut, Allah Ta'ala explains, and the other ayats also, Allah Ta'ala goes on to explain that what the mother went through, that she bore this child in weakness upon weakness, that she carried the child. So this was the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't forget your parents. Now that you've gone strong and you've gone healthy, don't forget what your parents have done for you. It's something that is very important. People, as they're growing up, they forget the kindness, the ihsan, the special treatment that the parents had given them. Everything gets forgotten as the person is growing up. Now what happens is generally the friends take over. And when the friends take over, the person doesn't have time for his parents, doesn't have time for his family. So as we go on, inshallah, we'll start the hadith, or the different ayat will continue with, inshallah, tomorrow. But something for us to keep in consideration, that these parents and family members that Allah Ta'ala have given us, they're very special to us. Unlike the other nations and the other cultures that we find around us, that when the parents get old, then they take them old age home, they try and find some type of home for them, some type of plan for them, but they don't want them to be in their lives. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that the parents are some people that are those people that are very special to us, that we want them every day in our lives, and we know that we need them in our lives every day. We take the du'as of the parents, and we serve the parents, and we take joy in serving our parents. This is something that is unique to Islam. Other cultures don't have it. Or even if they do it, it's something that's not done with love. It's not something that's done with happiness. It's something that may be done grudgingly. So therefore we should hold tight on this type of culture, this beautiful Islamic dini culture that we've got of taking care of our family and our parents. We'll just one more ayat. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَمَيْنِ أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدِكَ. Allah Ta'ala says, we gave man an instruction. His mother carried him in weakness upon weakness, and his weaning is within 2 years. Be grateful to me and to your parents. When the person was in his stomach, when he was in the womb of the mother, then her concern already was the child. When she was not feeling well, or she wanted to travel, or she wanted to do anything, first thing she would consider is, what would happen to this beautiful masoom child that Allah Ta'ala has given me? All the fikr was for the child when the child was not even born. So she carried this child, she was careful. Allah Ta'ala says the day after this child was born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that his weaning wasn't 2 years. Therefore Hanafis also, we say that 2 years is the weaning period. In other words, after that it's not permissible for a mother to still breastfeed the child. From this ayat we take our proof. Allah Ta'ala says, وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ, that his weaning period is 2 years. Anishkur li wali walidik. Allah Ta'ala says, be grateful to me and be grateful to your parents. In other words, such a high rank that together with being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says, be grateful to parents. Ulama explained that why did these two things be Allah Ta'ala brought it together. Be grateful to me, be grateful to your parents. Because our haqiqi wujud, our real existence is because of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala created us, every one of us. What were we before? Nothing. Allah Ta'ala had created us, so we are grateful to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He created us and He took care of us. But the zahiri wujud, the apparent reason of our existence in this world is our parents. Allah Ta'ala has given us these parents, and they are the apparent existence. So therefore be thankful and grateful to the real cause of your existence, and be thankful and grateful for the apparent cause of your existence. Both these things, appreciate and take care. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.